You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Today, on the Word of Truth Revealed.
And if you want prayer to be answered, I believe he gave me a download on this. Be grateful. Be grateful. Be grateful. You got enough that he's already done to be grateful. Be grateful. Hallelujah. Many people try to enter into the presence of God just by teaching and knowing theory, but God said just be grateful. Enter into the straight gate with gratitude.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Glory That Follows Gratitude. Today, Bishop will be teaching from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 7 through 10.
In Psalm 30, I think around verse 4 and 5, his anger endured but for a moment. Come on, work with me. Psalm 30 and 5. For his anger endured but for a moment. In his favor there's life. Weeping may endure but a night. But come on, somebody with some joy. The joy of the Lord. Come on, Baba. The joy of the Lord is my strength. His joy is my strength. Not my happiness is my strength. Not my sadness that drains me, but his joy. Joy is an attribute or a characteristic of the Holy Spirit. The nine manifestations of God in you. Hallelujah! Joy don't come from man. And this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give me joy, and the world and everything in it can't take my joy away. I don't care what you strip from me. I don't care how my heart hurts. I don't care what I gotta walk through. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Oh my God. The world's got to submit to happiness. But I got joy. Touch your neighbor and say, I got joy. I got joy deep down in my soul. I got joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. And if you become more grateful, the glory will excel. Oh my God. I feel the Holy Ghost. Come on, give him praise. I said, if you become more grateful, the glory will ensue your praise. And when you pray and you're grateful, glory follows you. Ron Tisha came to me between service and said, Bishop, the dancers and I were together and the Lord just really showed me something. I used to drive, take me 30 minutes to go to work, and I drive and I'm praying, but I'm always talking about what I need and what I don't like. And the Spirit just spoke to me this week and said, give me thanks. And she said, I gave thanks. And things shifted. And she said, I was with the dancers and three of us, I think, Kaya and Tori, I think she said Tori. Is Tori here? Tony Ann, I'm sorry. I thought I saw Tori here today. Ron Tisha. Who were the three? Okay, you, Tori, and Tony Ann. Not Kai, okay. But I saw Kaya here at the altar her prayer. Is she here today? Where is Kaya? Wave your hand in the air like you don't care. Look at these young adults, man. They stretching out, man. Come on, we're not gonna lose our momentum. know y'all don't like me calling your name, but I don't. I'm going to call your name. Listen. That girl say the three of them were in there, and she started telling them, and all of a sudden the spirit came in there. And they started weeping and crying because they were grateful. And here I come not knowing that, and I'm rolling a strike up in here talking about gratitude and glory. And guess what happens in the main sanctuary? The glory comes. God don't care what wedge opens it up. It could be a young adult that get the revelation. As long as we get the revelation and we get with God, God will open up the heavens and pour out a blessing that you don't have room to receive. Oh, my God. God wants to fill us with glory or glow us when we give him thanks. Come on, there's a glow that he wants to put on you when you pray by giving him thanks. Give it to him. Give it to him. Give him the praise with thanks. Give it to him. Give him the praise with thanks. Don't just ask for things. Say, thank you, Lord. Lord, I give you praise. I impart gratitude. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, when you pray, open up your mouth and start giving him praise. He's delivering you from the power of darkness, translated you into the kingdom of his dear son. And you ought to say, thank you. Point number one, thanksgiving opens the gates or the avenues of God's presence. Thanksgiving opens the gates or avenues of God's presence. We know Jesus is the gate to salvation, but God wants to penetrate into your realm so much so if you give him thanks, he will open up avenues. Like, he won't just say, I got to come to you from the front. Once you give him praise with gratitude, avenues open. Like, he'll hit you from the back with a blessing. He'll hit you from the side with a blessing. He'll hit you in the front from a blessing. He'll come up from the ground. He'll come up from the ground deep. We'll call the deep. He will rain down a blessing on you. Glory to God. From all sides, 360. Your gratitude opens up the blessing of God 360 all around. You don't know where he's going to bless you. You don't know how he's going to bless you. You're just anticipating the blessing. Because he's a father that just wants his children to say thank you. It's a doorway. See thanksgiving as a doorway. Enter into its gates with thanksgiving. And into his courts with praise, not the Knicks and the Spurs. Get that after church. When you get into these gates, you should be clapping your hand. I'm ready to get into the house. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And when you start praying, you ought to give him thanks. Jesus said when you pray, you should start off by saying, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Glory to God. Start right there. You should sanctify the name of the Lord, giving him thanks for what his name provides for you. The name of Jesus is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. Jesus, Jesus, at the mention of your name, every knee will bow and every tongue proclaim, for Jesus. Jesus, you are Savior, you are Lord, and you are what? God. Man, if I can sing, I'll be, my God. I would Teddy Pendergrass that one. Come on! Oh, my God. Many people try to enter into God's presence through requests. That's not how you do the King. The scripture is rich, and it teaches us we need to enter into his presence or into straight gates with thanksgiving. Jesus said in Matthew 7, Wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many go after it. But here's the straits, not of a moose, but the straight gate. It's a narrow passage and riches are passing through it. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, narrow is the way that leads to life. And only a few want to go through the narrow gate. We like the benefit. But it's tight to go through this one. And in prayer, you got to learn how to say, Lord, I thank you. And to be grateful. That's the straight gate of prayer. Man, I wish I could start churches called Straight Gate Assemblies. Or maybe a ministry called Straight Gate. Because what we need to do, or fellowship called Straight Gate for pastors. Because y'all want to be tech. You want to move here, there. You want to be flashy. But who's entering in this way? The church at Antioch followed Jesus. That's where they called him Christ, or they became Christians, or called themselves Christians first. Because they entered in at a straight gate. It doesn't mean you're confined. It just means you comply to his will. And if you want prayer to be answered, I believe he gave me a download on this. Be grateful. Be grateful. Be grateful. You got enough that he's already done to be grateful. Be grateful. Hallelujah. Many people try to enter into the presence of God just by teaching and knowing theory. But God said, just be grateful. Enter into the straight gate with gratitude. Thank God. Here's the application. You want to thank God before you ask him for anything. Yes. Say thank you. Then you can say, Jesus, please. Say thank you, Jesus. And then you can say, Jesus, I really need you to work with me. Yes. I just gave you an example of a young girl that gave her mama, who praised her mom for the phone but didn't stay there. It's more about who you've been in my life. Come on, Shirley Caesar. For 9 months I carried you, growing inside of me. No charge. Who giving thanks for that? Well, guess what? God birthed you, took you from a kingdom of darkness, translated you into the kingdom of his son, wiped off all of your sin, don't even care, just as if I'd not sinned, clean the slate. And what are we doing? Staggering at what? We need to be grateful for what he's already done, because if we had to pay for what we did, none of us would be here. He just wants gratitude. As we move forward, can the church say amen? Oh, God, help me, Jesus. Just some gratitude. Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I get teary-eyed when I think about all of the snakes that I've stepped over in my life, all of the things, all of the vipers that tried to hit my ankle, all of the venom that was pumped into me, and he gave me an antidote, and all of the sickness and markers that my body had to release, glory to God, where the enemy sent spells to me. I've had people wanting spells to be released on me, killing God. Don't let him preach anymore. He's not going to last. That church is not going to prosper. When our building burned down, the whole city was mocking. But I thank God, hallelujah, not only did he fix it, he increased our wealth and he gave us an inheritance, hallelujah. And I've got to tell him thank you. When I don't get what I want, I'm going to tell him thank you. When I'm destitute, I'm going to give him a thanks, hallelujah. When I got to go through stuff that I don't like, I give God the glory, because he brought me out. He's still bringing me out. He's still working in me. I've got to praise. Oh my God. Oh my God. Somebody give God a war cry. Oh God, I've got to praise him. I've got to praise him. I've got to shout the victory. I'm grateful. start this church, I had to come down. I was working by bivocational. And sometimes the power will be falling like this on a Wednesday night. And I got to go to work. I got to be there 10, but I didn't want to leave. And I was conflicted. I was conflicted. I'm listening at the saints crowd to God. This is in the first few months of our church. And I'm getting in my car and I'm still wearing a suit or a nice shirt and pair of pants. And I've got to change clothes while I'm driving to get on Cape Canaveral to be on time. And sometime I lost my way and he didn't allow me to crash. I changed my entire clothes. I changed my entire clothes while on the road. Nobody knew me. Nobody knew me, but I was committed to what he told me to do, all the way to my boots. And I changed my boots while I was driving. I just didn't lace them up. Week after week after week, year after year, until he delivered me from that. I don't recommend that for nobody. And when James was killed, I just can't tell you the anguish, because I traveled those same roads. Ah, thank you, Lord. And he helped me to go through these things, and I'll get to work on time. And the Lord just really showed me how he preserved me. It wasn't because I was that good. It didn't. That's not it. It's his mercy. It's his mercy. And if I don't have nothing else to give him praise for, do you know how many times you drove your car drunk and you know, you're not supposed to be here. What's wrong with us? God wants you to take what you've gone through and learn how to give him thanks. Hallelujah. And teach your children how to give him thanks. And let them know what you came through. Let them know how you had to change while you were driving. Let them know how you could have been lost and nobody would have known your name. Hallelujah. But God brought you out. You know your testimony. You know. You know what you came out of. You know. You know how God delivered you. You know. I don't know your story, but I know mine. And my story, hallelujah, has made me give God praise for the small things. I believe the church drive all the way to work, get in there and work, hallelujah, all night, and tired because I only slept 2 hours. And he let me drive home. I couldn't complain about it. There was no members. But he gave me strength to stay focused. Sometimes when I pulled up in the driveway, I didn't know how I got there. Oh, my God. I've got to give him praise. Don't you ever hold back on your praise. You know God has been good. You know. You know that he's been good. The old folk used to say, ain't he good? Ain't he good? Hallelujah, you know how good God is. Thank you, Jesus. He must really love us to save me and not allow me to wreck. He showed me how many dangers and toils and snares over the years that he brought me from. He must really love you to save me from all of that danger, to bring me to where we are today. That's why I praise him. For this I give you praise. For every mountain you brought me over. clap your hands and give him praise. Thank God before you ask him for anything. One of the things that God has given us as I close this for this moment, I have to finish it later, and that is there must be a recall of his faithfulness. One of the things that God did with us that's separate from all other animals on the earth, one of the things is he gave us a thumb. A thumb. That thumb is critical to technology. You don't know how powerful it is. No ape has a thumb. We have it. With that, we can move. We can do things that others can't do. That thumb is important. The second thing is we have the power of recall. Oh, my God. We can think on those things that are pure, honest, and of a good report, but also the things that he brought us through. Every mountain he brought us over. Every valley he's seen us through. Recall his faithfulness. Instead of thinking about what you're not getting, think about how he blessed you last year. You shouldn't be here. You shouldn't be here. Recall faithfulness. Write it down. Celebrate his goodness. Goodness and mercy is following you all of the days of your life. So don't tell me you don't see his goodness. If you're able to go to work and get a paycheck, that's good. That's the goodness of God. Man, people are getting sick and they're losing it. Can't go to work. They want to, but can't. We got to celebrate his goodness. There's some practical things we need to give God thanks for. I used to say thank you for Q-tips, for toilet tissue. Not today. Thank him, write this down, for the gift of life. Each morning, thank him. I didn't say for life only, for the gift of life. Somebody in the night season didn't wake up. When they were shaken, their body was cold. Thank him for the gift of life. Second thing I want you to thank him for, thank him. Thank you, oh my God, for the food that's on your table. Not only the pork chop and the chitlins, but I want you to thank him for the spiritual food that you're getting, the word of truth revealed. Can we give him thanks for this level of teaching? You should be grateful for that. Third thing I believe that the Lord gave me to think about, for you to think about and to give him things for. Thank him for the friendships and the family that you have around you. And I know some of you are not clapping because you're like, I don't like my sister. I don't like my auntie. They don't stand with me. I say, could you give him thanks for your friends and your family? If you don't have good family, you should have good friends. If you don't have any friends, you should have a good family, because the church is the remedy for both. It is not the salvation of both, because you'll find some ignorant people in church too. Touch your neighbor and say, it's the best thing floating. You get off this ship, where you going? A sorority? That's your friendship? That's your family? Well, you got to have something beyond that. Where are you going to go then? What about your little secret lives? You don't want me to touch that, right? Okay. The stuff that you hide behind in your stuff. That's all you got? You need a church family. Fellowship. Accountability.
Thank you, Lord. Man, I'm preaching better than they saying amen. Don't mess with my sacred cow, Bishop. Don't mess with my stuff. There are people who buy season tickets to go to games but won't pay tithes. What are you tied to? What matters most to you? Think about it. Wherever your treasure is, that's your heart. The fourth thing that I think you should thank God for is the moments of peace that you experience. You like to complain about moments of confusion and frustration and anxiety, but you ever given thanks when it's just tranquility?
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, The Glory That Follows Gratitude, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Registration is open for VBS 2026, The Joshua Generation, taking place on Monday, July 20th to Friday, July 24th for children in grades 2 through 6. Register and purchase your t-shirt through the TR mobile app or scan the QR code in the foyer. For more information, email vbs@truthrevealed.org. Don't miss this exciting week of faith, fun, and learning. Attention, new believers. Registration is open for the Believers Enrichment Spiritual Training Best Class. Sign up today using the TR app, website, or by scanning the QR code in the foyer. Classes will begin soon, so reserve your spot now. Email best@truthrevealed.org for more information.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.